speaking with the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon. Governor Nixon, thank you for your time and a lot of great developments here this past month. Many people, some are on the fence about it, some are enthusiastic, some are not, but opening relations with Cuba after a long, long time, several decades. And you have a trade mission going to Cuba, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Absolutely. We'll be announcing today out of Farm Bureau of pretty significant trade mission with agriculture leaders in Missouri and around the country to put the first footprint in opening up a $2 billion a year market for agriculture products. I'm confident Missouri farmers can deliver, and I think opening up a market of this size for us at this time, those relationships you build that help in foreign trade are very important, and I look forward to being with agriculture leaders in Cuba. It's also important to note that, you know, for many people in my generation at least, trade with Cuba was unthinkable. I mean, but it's important to never underestimate the power of American democracy and capitalism to improve people's lives and open their hearts and minds. I mean, I'm convinced that once free markets begin to flourish, freedom's going to follow for Cuba.
Governor, I mean, you don't have a you know, a line into the president's mind, but why now? Why open up this these dealings with Cuba now?
Well, it's been 50 years. You're getting ready to have just because of age, change of leadership down there. Plus, it's a very good market, and quite frankly, there's been a lot of travel between Cuba and the United States on the private side for the last 10 or 15 years. Thousands of folks have been down there, and to normalize relations and begin to build up a market this close to the United States, I think it's important on two fronts. Economically, it's important for us to sell our products, especially the agriculture sector, around the world, and this is only 90 miles away from Florida. On the foreign relations side, certainly we've got a lot of things to do, and I'm confident that that our federal partners, both the Senate as well as the President, will work hard to make sure we're working there. But bottom line is that this is an opportunity to bring freedom, capitalism, and American-grown products to Cuba, and we think it's a great opportunity.
Well, I think agriculture, of course, is the most obvious of what we would export there. What else could Missouri offer Cuba as far as goods and trade, and what can Cuba offer Missouri?
Well, I tell folks, just the fact that after 1960 there hasn't been any cars made there. Everybody drives around in like 57 Chevys and 59s and all this sort of stuff. Just get on some internet site and look at the cars in Havana. Bottom line, we make the three best pickup trucks in the world, the Canyon, the Colorado, and the F-150, and they certainly need vehicles, and some of those I think could get there from the Show Me State. As far as coming our way, clearly it's a sugar producing country, one that puts a lot of sugar into the market. I'm not an expert on sugar. We don't grow a lot of the product here in Missouri. That's done more in the far south part of the country. But we do think that is one product that they could move out. And I'm confident also that they'll buy cars and machinery. And I also think on some of the technical things we do, I mean, Missouri's a pretty good tech center as far as a number of fronts, and they're not technologically advanced, whether it's in phones or internet and others, that we have a lot of small and medium and large businesses in Missouri that could also help there.
Absolutely. And when is your departure? When are you leaving for this trip?
We'll be announcing today. We're going the first week of March. I'll be going with a significant delegation from Missouri and from agriculture leaders from around the country, including the president of the Farm Bureau, the Rice Council, a number of other commodity groups. We're going to have a roundtable today out at Farm Bureau to go through what the advantages of Missouri could be and make a formal announcement of the trip to Cuba in the first week of March.
Okay, so the first week of March, and then how long do you think before these deals and trade contracts, treaties, whatever you want to call them, before something like that would be put into writing?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, there's been progress made. Obviously, the president moved forward. The Senate is moving to look to normalize relations, but there's some negotiations still going on. I have found in my years in this job that the exports are a huge part of our economy. We do about $14 billion a year in exports. That's about 6,000 jobs back here for every $1 billion that we export. These long-range relationships really pay off. Being there first is going to mean something. I don't have an exact timeline on it, but I do know they're going to buy rice. I do know they're going to be cotton. They're going to buy corn. They're going to buy beans. They're going to buy it from somebody. And if we're there first, presenting ourselves in our farm community, my sense is we'll get our piece of the action.
Do you think this has a wide range of bipartisan support, or do you think that will be along partisan lines?
I really think it's bipartisan. I mean, we've seen folks, regardless of party, understand that a brand new market for us on the agriculture products is important. I think there may be some discussion about kind of, you know, the foreign policy part of it and all that sort of stuff, and that's legitimate discussion. That's something good for for the Senate and the President to work out as far as treaties and all that sort of stuff. But on the economic front, I think it's been a very much of a nonpartisan effort. When I was in D.C., when we announced the initial effort, we were there with Democrats and Republicans. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee was with us, obviously Republican. So, I mean, I have not seen this break down on party lines.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Governor, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy getting these announcements out. Is there anything else you could share with the constituency?
That's good. It's nice that spring is here today, and get ready for winter this weekend.
That's about it. It's Missouri.
Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri, speaking with us on KMZU.